Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson, especially the final verse. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and this is what John has to say about the Christmas story that we read yesterday evening. There are mysteries to the Christian faith, are there not? And they are mysteries because they have to be opened up by the Word of God and cannot be opened up by reason and intellect and normal human logic. There are rules that we expect to have happen, expect to be followed. I grew up hearing these things from the philosophers. The finite cannot contain the infinite, human logic says. You cannot fit God into a little baby or into a manger. He's too big, and even if He chose to be there, that's only a little part of God. And you have to work at finding Him somewhere else. If you want to find God in His glory, let your mind, so reason says, let your mind ascend up to heaven where He really is. But John says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Well, they used to say this back in the 60s, you can't put God in a box. In other words, you can't restrict Him. You can't confine Him. But what happens if God has decided to bind Himself to us, to tie Himself down and say, here is where I am, and here you can always find me, and here you find me in my mercy. And there's a promise He gave in the Old Testament. He said He would bind Himself to the temple so that anyone and everyone who wanted to could know where to find God there, could address their prayers to God there. And John comes along and says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And for me, that spins off because dwelt among us, the actual word there is He tabernacled among us. That's the word John uses. Comes from the Old Testament. And now form images in your mind of God going with His people Israel through the wilderness. He's brought them out of Egypt. He's going with them, pillar of cloud, pillar of fire, and to His mountain, and then setting up the tabernacle in the wilderness, and it could be taken up and moved from place to place. And so He journeyed with His people. He went with them. And when they were hungry and called out to Him, He heard their prayer and answered, manna from heaven. And when they were thirsty, they called out to Him and water from a rock. And on the miracles went as God went with them, tabernacled with them. And then finally they come into the Holy Land, and there at Jerusalem, God has the temple built. But the people of Israel, even when they thought about God going with them, they thought about God up there, and He sees from a distance, and He answers from a distance, and with His mighty arm and His mighty hand and outstretched arm, He answers their prayers. But still from a distance. And still, time after time, they would talk about their distance from God. And then on an evening, couple comes to Bethlehem. No room in the inn. There they are in the stable. And there God comes to dwell among us. Not from a distance, up close. How close? To be one of us, to share this human nature. How close? When the people in Israel were hungry, God heard and he answered their prayers, but here is the Christ who would be hungry. And in the middle of praying, in the middle of that hunger, he would have to answer the tempter and say, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And he would be thirsty. There on the cross, crying out, I thirst. And bearing our human weakness. He would be fatigued and tired. See, he didn't simply come to accompany us. Came to be one of us, to dwell with us, to share everything of what it means to be a human being. And that's why, as we heard last night, she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And how profound that is as God comes into our world, and not just coming into the world, but coming in such a way that nobody is beneath him, nobody is too far from him, nobody is beyond his sharing in their walk through this life. And the angels are deployed to the shepherds out in the field, and they're going to declare the glory of God, and they say, I bring you good tidings of a great joy that will be for, how's that go? All the people. No one left out. No one for whom Jesus has not shared this common human nature, and that means the fatigue, the tiredness, the need to kneel in prayer. The need to search the scriptures, find the promises of God, and hold on to those promises when things seem to be going wrong. How close does he come? He comes all the way to share everything of what it means to walk this walk of faith. In fact, he is the one who leads us on that walk of faith. Keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. He walks the walk of faith for us, and then he walks the walk of faith with us. And so the angels are deployed, and we had this verse that we concentrated on last night. They sing glory to God in the highest because God is now down here on earth. What a strange contrast. And on earth, peace, because he himself is our peace and brings all peace and every kind of peace that we need from the kingdom of God. Goodwill. How do you measure out that goodwill? When God has stepped down out of heaven and set aside everything to be yours, the words fall short. Goodwill. His love for you that took him to the cross, his love for you that meant that he bore the sins for you. And when John says, the Word became flesh, We could go on for a very long time about the Word became flesh. It means everything. One of us, walking by faith, bearing our sins, sharing in our human nature, and dwelt among us. He is the one. Because in no one else do we find the mercy of God. Nowhere else in Scripture even do we find the mercy of God. Martin Luther said, "I want no other God than this hairy God." Apart from this child Jesus, apart from the very human Jesus who has made himself like me, apart from him, there is no salvation, there is no mercy from God, there is no eternity. He is the only place you can find God in his mercy. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so it is that he became our brother and our Lord and our Savior, and our brother Jesus is the one who reigns in heaven, and our Lord and our Savior and our brother Jesus is the one who gives himself to us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. How closely dwelling among us? Come to the Lord's Supper and see how closely God dwells with you. As Jesus sets out the bread and the wine, and as he says to you, "Take, eat, this is my body. Drink, this is my blood of the new covenant, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." And in those words, he tells you there is nothing that he will allow to separate you from him. And his mercy and his grace is eternal. And with his mercy and his grace, he dwells among us. In Jesus' name, amen.